Bill Barty. We're back on the Carolina Outdoors. Might as well head down to the swamp.
Sounds like a plan to me. You think it'll be a little bit warmer there?
Gotta be.
I don't know. I don't know.
Don't go to the mountains. It's cold up there. There's still ice on the French Broad River over there. So, yeah, let's go to the swamp. It's got to be warmer down there.
Well, listen, all the news lovers who are listening to WBT and the Carolina Outdoors, they probably, maybe, have seen pictures in other news outlets, whether it be YouTube, whether it be television stations, whether it be newspapers, of a swamp here in North Carolina with frozen alligators in it.
Frozen alligators?
And we're not talking about for the restaurant either.
Is that a new kind of ice cream? Like moose tracks or something?
We're going to go to Charlotte River Swamp Park. We got the manager over there, George Howard, who's going to join us. And he has been going around doing interviews around the nation, really, educating people on what alligators do when it gets cold. But I would have thought that Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina, was a little too north for alligators. I would have been wrong. George Howard, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
How are we doing today, everybody?
Man, we are A-OK. We're sure glad to have us because we have had this debate. Now, here in the Charlotte area, we have some alligators, and they're not prevalent, but and many people think that they have moved up here from Florida by tourists who have brought them when they were 2 feet long and then end up dumping them into Lake Wylie or Lake Norman where they grow to be larger. You've got some over there at the swamp park that are a whole lot bigger and they're in ice. Before you tell us how they got frozen, tell us how they got to you.
Certainly. So southeastern North Carolina, probably up to, I would say, about the Jacksonville area, is really the northernmost area that the indigenous American alligator will go. So they are indigenous. They've been here for millions of years. We live with them here in southeastern North Carolina on the golf courses, in the rivers and ponds, so on and so forth. And so we live with them every single day. And at the park, we have them as rescues. So the ones that we have are rescues. And it doesn't surprise me that they're up in Charlotte. We've heard tale of alligators kind of everywhere. And that does happen. Folks do bring them to other areas. And so they're not always indigenous to other spots, but they are most certainly indigenous in North Carolina.
Well, before we brought you onto the program, we were talking about the pictures that were out there. And what these pictures are snouts of alligators who are frozen in ice out into the air, surrounded by ice. And Don and I were talking off air, and Don said, you know, are those things dead or are they alive? What is the deal of those photographs? And we'll have them posted up at our Carolina Outdoor page off WBT.com. But what's the story behind those snouts of alligators in ice?
It really is an amazing story. You know, these guys truly are survival machines, and what they will do in these colder temps is they go into a process called brumation, which is kind of their version of hibernation. They are basically reducing their metabolism down so low that they don't expend any extra energy, and they can make it through the colder months. So unlike hibernation, they are very much so lucid. Very lethargic, but lucid. So when they're in water and that the water temps start to go down, what they'll do is they'll stick their snouts up out of the water because they know that they have to be able to breathe. So when the overnight temps just drop down so low that everything freezes, it literally freezes right around their snout. So they could care less because they're still able to breathe. The rest of their bodies are underneath the water and kind of just suspended there, and they're still lucid. And they're in brumation, very much alive. And we had about a week's worth of cold weather, as you guys know. And now it's 65 degrees. It's beautiful. And these guys are up doing the happy dance.
Any words of wisdom on messing with these guys when they're like that?
Well, here's the thing, is that when they're in brumation and when they're lethargic, they're not real happy to be messed with. That's first. And to be honest with you, messing with an American alligator ever is not a very smart thing to do. when they're stuck in ice like that, just know that stress is something that's very difficult for these guys. They don't handle stress very well. They don't like to be messed with or moved around or anything like that. So they're kind of doing their thing. They've survived for millions of years this way, and kind of letting them be an alligator is the best thing to do. You know, we can all appreciate and take video and take photos and kind of respect their ability to be able to survive this. But the last thing you really want to do is mess with one. They are lethargic. Will they bite? Well, that's not really an answer that I can answer, or a question I can answer.
Could be a little grumpy when they're woke up, huh?
Yes.
They sound just like people. Or bears. T.J. Boggs is really grumpy when he gets there.
Alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth but no toothbrush.
There you go.
There's a scientific answer straight from Waterboy. Thank you, TJ Boggs. Listen, the Swamp Park is more than just an alligator sanctuary, too. You've got a bunch of other fun things going on, whether it be nature tours, paddling through the swamp, zip line, and all of that. How does all of that in the Swamp Park go along with these wild animals that are hibernating or brumating there, or maybe they're sunbathing there? Are they sequestered off somewhere, or how does that balance occur?
Certainly. So, yes, they are in their own sanctuary. It is a fenced-in sanctuary that has been approved by and inspected by the North Carolina Wildlife folks. So they are in their own area. They are all rescues, which means they have previously been in captivity. Once an alligator is previously been in captivity, it can no longer go back into the wild. And, you know, there's been a lot of comments on YouTube and Facebook about this, and you know, a lot of folks saying, well, what do you mean they can't go back into the wild? I'm sure they can survive fine. They probably actually can survive fine. The issue really is about they've become accustomed to humans when they're in captivity like that. And so what happens is when you let them out into the wild, they then will go back up to humans. So unlike a bunny rabbit or a cute little squirrel coming up to a human, you certainly don't want an alligator coming up to a human. So for the alligator, for the human, the best scenario once they have been in captivity is to keep them in captivity. And they are in captivity, and so we take care of them. They take care of themselves. And they are sequestered in their own area. We have 12 American alligators now, 10 in the large section, one segmented because she's a little bit smaller. And then we have a baby that's on the inside, that it's a baby American alligator. His name is River. Super adorable. And so all the folks who get to come to the park get to see these guys, not just the alligators, but when they're on the eco boat tour, we see snakes, we see owls, we see all kinds of wildlife, which really makes us the outdoor adventure company that we want to be, whether it be the zip line that goes across the 65 acres, the adventure park, whatever the case may be. We try to be all things outdoors and to educate folks as much as we can about the things that we live with every single day in southeastern North Carolina.
You hear us talking about the park, and we're talking to the general manager of the Charlotte River Swamp Park. It's located in Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina. And right now in January, there are winter hours there, but you can certainly make reservations or head out to Ocean Isle Beach. Don, when the weather's warm, like it's getting ready to be, it's a great place to go spend a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday at the Swamp Park doing a whole bunch of fun things.
What about black bears? Do you have any black bears down in the swamp there?
You know, it's funny that you say that. We have a great relationship with the North Carolina wildlife folks, and we constantly are in conversation with them about everything that we have on property and in the surrounding area. There are black bear in Brunswick County, southeastern North Carolina. I personally have not seen any at the park. They are dwindling significantly. It's just like the American alligator. The number one thing that is the worst thing for these different species are humans. And it's not because we're really doing anything wrong to them. But as we all know, these areas are growing significantly. We're kind of taking away their environment. So I think the last count that they told me on black bear in this area was 5 or 6 in all of this area. So now they do travel significantly, but we have not seen any at the park, nor have I seen tracks. Lots of coyote, lots of deer, lots of all kinds of different species, hogs, but have not seen any black bear.
What about the red wolf? I know at one point we were trying to encourage the red wolf and so forth.
Too far east, I believe, and I'll have to actually look into this a little bit more. I believe there have been some sightings over on the western part of the state, in the Charlotte and further areas, of folks bringing in some red wolves to try to get them to repopulate. Well, we're too far east for those guys.
Lucky for them, because those alligators may eat them over there.
Yeah, well, actually, it kind of is a quid pro quo because, you know, alligators are funny. They're only going to go after things that they know they can absolutely get. And then sequestered alligators is a really big problem because we need to make sure that nothing can get into them. So it's kind of on us to be their stewards, if you will, and really be able to take care of them, give them their space. To be able to live out their lives in captivity, but allow them to still be alligators.
George Howard, we're glad that you joined us here on the Carolina Outdoors. We know that you've unleashed a brand new YouTube channel and that sort of thing. Would you give us the site or how we should look up the swamp park over at Ocean Isle Beach?
Absolutely. So Shallotte River Swamp Park on YouTube, very easy to find. We've got a half a dozen or so videos up there. We're going to be adding to that list as often as possible. To kind of stay true to our core values and let folks learn as much as we learn. Facebook's very simple, same, Shallotte River Swamp Park. As you can imagine, we've gotten a whole bunch of traffic on the Facebook page. We do a great blog on the website. We really try to do the best to keep folks informed. And at the end of it all, we want everyone to come in, have an absolute blast, leave with an amazing experience, and really just enjoy the outdoors.
Fantastic. George Howard, off you go. Thank you for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.